Hey guys, it's Jamie Grace. Welcome to Wait It Out, a podcast all about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. I'm going to turn my mic down a hair because it was probably sounding a little crazy. Today's podcast episode is an answer to a question that I got via DM on Instagram. You guys can call in or you can send a DM if you would rather, have a little more privacy with asking your question. So this question comes from A, and she says, I'm 22 and I've been single since I was born and I was born with CP, but my case is very mild. I just walk a little weird. With that, I've always thought that no guy would like me because of the way I walk, and being 22 and single, I'm starting to believe everything that I thought when I was a kid to be true. I was wondering if you have some advice. I've always been the fighter, the one that tries so hard to get the guy, and I want someone to fight for me. Her DM gets me pretty emotional. It reminds me so much of myself, of just wanting a relationship and wanting something and then wondering if that's even an option for you, if that's even possible. I don't have CP, and please forgive me for if I'm mispronouncing it, but I believe the pronunciation will be either cerebral palsy or cerebral palsy. I'm so sorry that I don't know the exact pronunciation, but some of you guys know that I have Tourette syndrome, OCD, ADHD, and anxiety, and for a long time it was incredibly severe. Different aspects of those four things would kind of work against each other, and in my early 20s when I turned 16, I came off of all medication. I was going to college, and I was really proud of myself, and I was able to go to college without taking any medication for any of my conditions, but in my early 20s, I did have to go back on medication for a little while, and it was incredibly frustrating for me. Every person is different, and I don't think there's anything wrong if that's what you and your doctor have decided is going to get you through the day, but I dealt with a lot of the stigma and the insecurities of that. And I remember having multiple conversations with my mom and close friends and just saying, well, this is probably going to be too much for a guy to handle, you know, my anxiety, it's too much for someone, or this, these tics, no one's going to want to get accidentally hit when I'm stressed out, and my tics are going all over the place. And I faced a lot of insecurities and a lot of doubts with that. Something that I have learned in my marriage, but I really understood this when Aaron and I were engaged, actually, is that when you do fall in love and when that person is there, they're going to be able to walk with you through those things that sometimes you're not even sure how you put up with it. The things that might make you feel insecure, that might make you nervous, because one, that person loves you, because two, hopefully they're kind and wonderful. But then three, because everybody has their stuff. Everybody has something that could be considered baggage, or something that could be considered an insecurity, or something that could potentially scare somebody else away. We all have our stuff. And so that was something that my mom told me all the time. She was like, don't allow, those thoughts to get in your head so much about that your stuff is the absolute worst, because everybody has their stuff. And so I don't want you to beat yourself up for saying, I have, this disability, or I have this quirk, or I have these things about me that no one's going to love. Yes, someone will. And maybe not everyone's going to be able to work with you. Maybe not everyone's going to be able to have that, intimate relationship. But here's the beauty of it, is that you're not looking for a bunch of husbands. I assume you would just like to have one. So you don't need every guy to be like, oh, I got you, girl. Cause no, just the one, when he shows up, and forgive me for saying the one, because that's a whole nother episode where I'm not really into pooping oh, I got to find the one, but that's going to be a whole nother episode. And we'll talk about that further down the road. So I just want to encourage you in that, and knowing that the things that you might see as being absolutely terrifying and maybe not something that someone can deal with, it's very possible that there is someone out there that is going to love you for who you are, and it's going to just think you're absolutely wonderful, and it's going to love the way that you walk, and it's going to be able to be with you in those moments that may seem fearful and scary and awkward and uncomfortable, and he's going to still think that you're absolutely wonderful. Then I wanted to tag on to the stuff that you said at the end. You mentioned that, here we go, you said, you've always been the fighter, the one that tries so hard to get the guy, and I want someone to fight for me. There is absolute beauty in allowing someone to fight for you. And I would just encourage you, even now in singlehood, to not feel as though you have to try really hard to get a guy. While dating and relationships, while, engagements and marriage, while those things are not perfect, you should not have to. There should never be one person that is trying really hard and fighting for something to happen. Both parties should be equally invested and serving the other person and loving the other person. It should never be that one person is fighting really hard or trying really hard to make it work or to make it happen. Your worth and your value is much greater than you having to go out and search or find or beg or plead. And I'm not saying that you are doing those things, but just in case there's anyone else listening that maybe feels like they're constantly just like, just trying so hard. I mean, guys, I remember like being, what, like say like 24 and like feeling like I was going to be single forever and being on every single dating app that you can imagine and like trying to take different pictures and like always make myself look cute and always make myself look pretty. And like every time I left the house, just feeling the pressure of like, I have to look beautiful because what if a guy sees me and I like, I can't, you know, look bad. I have to do this. And, you know, it just so many thoughts. And I just felt like I was trying so hard. And it is good to try in life. You know, I'm not saying everyone lay on the couch and do nothing, you know, it is good to try, but I never want you or anyone else listening, to feel as though you have that you are, that is a one-sided goal for you to go out and actively try and push and force and make it work. When or if, you know, those things come in the future, it will be a beautiful, wonderful thing that may not always be easy, but it will be two people trying and investing and serving, and it will be a beautiful union. So yeah, again, I'm recording this in the morning like I did my last couple of episodes, so sorry if I sound a little but thank you guys for listening to this episode. I really do love making these episodes for you guys. And thank you for the love on my Waited Out music video. Oh my goodness. It has almost, I feel like it's almost 200,000 views at this point. You guys are crazy. I'm an independent artist, which means it's like literally like me and I'll hit up my producers and when I've written a song and make it happen and then we put it online. So like, and I do have, you know, a team as well, but this is completely an independent song. And so love that you guys are showing it. Thank you so much. It means the world. I mean, you can hear it in the background now. Hey, hit me up on Instagram at Jamie Grace H. If you would like to ask a question, or you can hit me up on the app Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. It's a free app. Download it, type in Waited Out, find this podcast, and click call in and you can send in your question. And I just might play it here on the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I have nothing else to say except that I forgot to eat breakfast. And so I'm going to go do that. Okay, bye. And he will stay by my side through the good and bad and the darkest night. I know he will.